the salvation, the church, the body, all of these things that belong to us. And we are being incorporated together. I love what Paul says, right? You're being fitted and knitted together. That's not painless. That's a painful thing. We're being fitted together. We're being knitted together. Because it's not natural for us to serve each other. It's not natural for us to want to sacrifice for each other. It's not natural for us to esteem others, each one of you better than myself. That's not natural, but it's divine. It's God working in us. And we can be like the Apostle Paul. I mean, we know, you know what? I don't deserve this. And I'm assuming my brothers or sisters are better than me. Because I know me. I'm with me in private. I'm with me in the middle of the night thinking about myself. So I'm going to assume that my brothers and sisters are better than myself. That's what grace does. And when that happens, it's an evidence that the promises of salvation belong to me. Because that's what Paul says. That's what the scriptures say. We have a better hope concerning you because you do these things. Amen? One more text of scripture, then we can ask questions. Turn to 2 Peter. This one's important because there is I think there's something about grace we have to get straight. Grace does not mean passivity. We should never interpret God's grace as inactive in us and our lives being in a passive state. When Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God, he talks about how he labored more than any of the other apostles. Now think about it. I am what I am by the grace of God. However, I labored more than any of the other apostles. Okay? Meaning that the grace that Paul had in Christ, he took that and labored even more diligently because he had what he had by grace. So grace is never passive. And why do we need to address that? Because there are people that believe the Christian life is a life of passivity. It's a life of doing nothing because it's all by God's grace. But that's a misunderstanding of grace. Grace in this respect acts as an agent of energy. And I don't know any way to put it. It energizes you. This grace provokes you. It agitates you to what? Obedience. It agitates you to obedience. And in 2 Peter, and he's dealing with, now even the people that Peter wrote to, remember, if you go back to 1 Peter, he talks about their trial of faith. He says, look, your faith is being refined and tested, okay? And then he gets here in chapter, in the second epistle, he says, look at verse 4. For by these things he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises. Now we've just talked about God's promises. That is, you know, here's a promise. I'm your Savior. When you read those texts of Scripture, Jesus being your Savior, he can't be your Savior unless he's saving you.